Now, how many of you need some things from him?
Now that you've loved on a
while, it's appropriate to ask.
So are there keys as being?
How many need a physical key? Wait. Don't be embarrassed about this. I want you to go for it. Lord, I want my healing tonight.
Don't say, have you ever told me to heal you?
His presence is here to heal you now.
Has never had a comfortable look.
I'm telling you, it's thick up here.
Now say that, then it'll be the end of shock to cut foot.
And I love how Jesus said it so well in Matthew chapter 3 and 4.
Och jag älskar hur Jesus uttryckte i Matteus kapitel
4. The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Guds rike är nära.
The kingdom of heaven is within your reach.
And then Guds rike är inom räckhåll.
That means you can have it.
Det betyder att du kan få tag
på det. It's there for you to reach out and have it.
Det finns där för dig. Du kan sträcka dig ut och ta på det.
So I want you to just pretend that you're all little children here.
Så jag vill att du ska låtsas att vi är barn här.
You can analyze this later, but not now.
Du kan analysera det senare, men inte nu.
And I want you by faith to put your hands up into that thick, oily presence of the kingdom of heaven.
Och jag vill att du inom tro ska sträcka dina händer upp mot den här oljerika.
Just get that
himmelska
presence.
Få tag på den där oljan.
Of the Spirit of God all over you.
Den Guds ande är över dig.
And enjoy it for a moment. Just enjoy that tingling, life-giving electricity.
Och njut av
den här bilden.
Den här speciella strömmen, livgivande känslan.
Tell the Lord by faith, I put my hands up into the presence of the kingdom of heaven.
Och säg genom tro, Herre, jag sträcker mina händer upp mot himlens närvaro.
And I know that there's absolutely no sickness in heaven.
Och jag vet att det finns absolut ingen sjukdom i himlen.
So when heaven comes to me, my sickness must leave.
Måste min sjukdom lämna mig.
Because there is no sickness, there is no pain in heaven.
Men det finns ingen sjukdom och smärta i himlen.
There's no cancer in heaven.
Det finns ingen cancer i himlen.
There's no blood condition in heaven.
Det finns inga lungsjukdomar i himlen.
There's no asthma in heaven.
Det finns ingen astma i himlen.
No tumors in heaven.
Det finns inga tumörer i himlen.
There's no spinal injuries in heaven.
Det finns inga ryggskador i himlen.
There is no pain in heaven.
Det finns ingen smärta i himlen.
Now bring your own hands down. Anointed as an extension of the hands of Jesus.
Så ta för dina händer ner. Smorda som du Jesu uträckte för dig.
Place them on your knee or on your pain.
Lägg dem där du har ont.
And speak to that pain or problem.
Och tala till den smärta eller problem.
And tell it.
Och säg till den.
Go from me now.
Lämna mig nu.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesu namn.
It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom.
Det är min faders goda behag att ge mig riket.
And there is no sickness in the kingdom.
Och det finns ingen sjukdom i himmelriket.
I tell pain to go.
Jag befaller smärta.
I tell injuries to go.
Jag befaller skador att gå.
That back injury from that accident goes in Jesus' name.
Bring skada från olyckan, släpp den nu.
I tell pain to come out of those feet, out of those heels, out of those hips, out of those knees,
höfterna,
out of that neck.
Knäna, nacken.
Go from them in the name of Jesus.
Lämna dem nu i Jesu namn.
I tell the asthma to come out of those lungs now.
Befaller astma lämna dem i Jesu namn.
I tell the shock of that head injury to go.
Jag talar en läsning av den här
huvudskapen. Damage, go.
Den där hjärnskapen.
Set that one free in Jesus' name.
Du blir fri just nu i Jesu
namn. I tell the fear of cancer to go, those tumors to go.
Jag befaller fruktan
av cancer att gå. In the mighty name of Jesus. I tell that blood condition to go.
Jag talar till den blodproblem att försvinna.
As the Father's love pours in.
När Faderns kärlek fyller.
In the name of Jesus,
I Jesu namn,
I tell pain to go.
Jag befaller smärta att släppa.
In this room now.
I detta rummet nu.
mighty name of the Son of God.
I Guds allsmäktiga namn.
Who's in the arms of the Father.
Som är i Faderns arm.
And has come to reveal the Father's love.
Och kommit för att uppenbara Faderns kärlek för oss.
And I want you to begin to move and do what you could not do here a moment ago. Come on, check it out. Move.
So, pröva.
Check it.
Kolla.
Let's pretend we're all Italians or Mexicans or something. God does something. We get excited, man.
Nu är det italienare som är exalterad.
I want you to check yourself, and if you feel like my pain has gone, my problem is. It's not there. I have mobility that I didn't have.
Så om du känner att din smärta är borta, jag kan röra mig som inte kunde förut.
I want you to wave excitedly.
Så vill jag du knappa upp
i din rum.
Ska vi komma igen? Kom igen.
Wave at me.
Så vi kan komma igen.
What's happened to you, young lady?
What happened today?
I'll turn this on and we'll be
that's the
right with you. Well, it was on. I just turned it off. What's happened to you, sweetie? A headache?
Yeah.
For how long?
For about half an hour, I think, in here.
You don't know why, but it's gone. And thank you, Holy Spirit. There are a whole lot of people waving their hands at me, so I don't know what's happening. You had a what, honey? A fracture in your foot. And is the pain all gone? No. Thanks, Holy Spirit.
And my back is crooked.
And now
I feel a big relief from my neck.
A big relief in the back. Especially in the
for about 30 minutes before non-stop.
30 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, how old are you?
I'm 13 years old.
13 years old. Thank you, Jesus, for this young man. What's happened here?
Yeah, I have something about my back here. When I sit down, it's hurt. There's a pain that's come to me. And just the same when I'm very sick. But now when I put my hand and breathe it, it's just gone. It's totally gone. It's just my
very good. What's happened to you?
My knees were hurting, but now it's all gone.
How long have they been hurting then?
Some months.
Months?
It comes in the solitude.
Do something that used to make them hurt.
You know, some months you would.
Doing that would hurt them. Is there any pain there?
No.
And who was the mighty evangelist who prayed for you?
That's an innocent elder.
Huh? Thank you, Lord Jesus. What happened? Allergies in your mind.
Yeah, okay.
What language do you speak? What language? What country are you from?
Yeah, from Greenland. I speak Danish.
Yes. Oh, Danish. Oh, is that what you said? Danish. Great. What? Also Danish. Tell me in Danish. What was your problem? Your knee. It's good now. Are you excited? Ask him if he's excited.
sick, and you're blind. Oh, you're from Greenland. Wow, Greenland, you're right next door to us. Who else came up for something? What's that mean? Olin. Uh-huh. Aaron, can you understand that? Can you speak Russian?
In Russian.
I know you don't want to, but he speaks Russian, so.
Okay. И тот English name Zaniki Paminch. W tym momencie ja, ty, pomyliłeś się, odeszłem, chcę się
by faith, like a little kid, up into that thick, oily place.
So with the bond, give them through, in and out of.
Say, Lord Jesus,
say,
I believe you.
That's who you are.
You're my rescuer.
Do you mean red lemon?
You rescue me.
Do you mean red lemon?
From sickness.
From fruitful.
From demons.
From the morning.
From sin.
From sin.
And it's my Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom right now. Kingdom of God come. Will of God be done. In Sweden. Just as it is in heaven.
So different in England.
Now lay hands upon yourself again and tell that sickness to go.
Lay hands upon this hand.
A number of you here are tormented with frightening, tormenting dreams.
The
Lord is lifting that off you, those nightmares, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of that evil thing. Every unclean spirit, go from that. In the name of Jesus. Where is the one that had the car accident? Do you have pain, young man? Where is your pain?
My back and my head.
How long ago was your accident?
Six years ago.
Whose fault was it?
That's your fault. I don't know. We crashed and it was very it's hard to say.
Were you driving?
No, I was a passenger.
Say, Lord, I choose to forgive the driver.
Say, Lord, I choose to forgive the driver.
For not being more careful.
Have
mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Heal me now.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch your hands toward this young
man.
Lord, take him right back to that moment. I break the trauma and the shock of that off of you. And I call your body back into divine order. The head injury, the spinal injury, go from
that moment.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir.
I'll
do it. Everything of pain, go now.
I'll select the order.
Now check yourself and tell me if you're getting anywhere.
Yeah?
Tell me if there's any change.
See if they're not in anything.
Just do what you said. Work. Tell me if we're getting anywhere.
See if they have anything.
What do you think?
I'll say it.
Hard to say. Is there any pain there? Is it less or the same? Or?
That's okay.
You think it's less? How much less?
Can you give me a bit?
A bit less. See, I know how this works because, well, most of us, if there's something wrong, we've had prayer many times, haven't we? Nothing happened, we got disillusioned and we're down, well, for some reason. We buy into something that says, God doesn't want to heal me, for whatever the reason.
Well, I want you to
know, He does want to heal you. It's your Father's good pleasure. To give you, to get out of all of you, and there's no pain.
The things in the
Bible. Breathe it in.
Understand.
I want you to walk over to that column there and back to me. And the whole way, say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me, over and over and over and over.
Say it again. Thank Jesus.
All right. Thank Jesus. For what? What's happening here, Carol?
22 years ago, she had a major car accident and it messed up her neck and her spine.
She fought and had a small deal of Rika, and then stopped the sort of remain in the neck of her neck.
And she has a right now. She's in no pain right now.
No pain?
No pain.
On the stool to
God. Oh, you didn't have pain, but keep going. How are we doing?
Better.
That makes it better.
You know what's supposed to feel when it's perfect.
So you get into the chance now.
It's a shock, isn't it?
It's very different.
Is there any pain there at all that you can feel?
Kan du känna någon smärtas?
Stelhet. Stiff. But you were a very fit young man.
I mean, my back gets really stiff because of the compress in the back, so that's...
Everything that's compressed, inclusive, everything that's shock and trauma, as some of the damage, start up out. Come in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Let this man's spine be recreated exactly the way he intended it to be in the name of Jesus. Check it now for me. Well, it used to hurt. You bend over, touch the moment. How are we doing? Look good. Quite good.
Can be wrong.
I still think you should do something. I mean, run to those doors and back. I mean, how is it?
It's good. It's good.
Bless him, Father, and fill him up with heaven through the joy of the Lord and his strength. Now, let me give you a tip. If it ever tries to come back, I'm not saying it will, but it does sometimes. Your healing is contended for.
So edit here.
I don't want you to fight the devil.
Jag vill inte du slåss mot djävulen.
I want you to treat him like he is defeated under your feet.
Jag vill att du behandlar honom som en besegrad. Jag tar inte emot den här.
Jesus has healed me.
Jesus har botat mig.
And I'm keeping it.
Och jag behåller det.
And then step back by faith into that same anointing that's healed you tonight.
Steg tillbaka genom tro in i samma smörjelse
som the same Holy Spirit who goes everywhere with you.
Den samma helige Ande som är med dig.
Do you practice that?
Vill du praktisera det?
Right here is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Finns den helige Ande.
He's actually all around, right?
Amen. Just
if ever it's contended for, just step back by faith into that presence.
Så när du sätts upp i den.
I don't have all that presence that's you.
Steg tillbaka in i den här och
step back into your Father's love. Don't fight for it, just take it.
Gå bakåt tillbaka in i Faderns kärlek. Kämpa inte för det.
How many accidents?
13
olyckor. How many know this is not God's will?
Hur många vet att detta inte Guds vilja på något?
An enemy has done this.
En fiende har gjort det.
Jesus name.
Yes, sir.
Now, I feel like I need to take about 5 minutes with this guy, so I'm going to do that.
Say so
in a moment. Send right turn it over to Pastor Paul. But just one more time. Folks, this is so simple.
That about let us say
God wants to use every one of you.
We love another one again.
A week ago, Carol and I went to a prison near us.
Up to carry up the things in there.
In a room full of 50 or 60 prisoners.
We had a room of 50 or 60
people. No. Is the presence of God real?
So we do get that on good sharing.
We just had to hold out their hands to the Lord just like you've done.
People about
eventually, they laid hands on themselves.
But the sweet God came up with their family.
And half of them in that room received a powerful physical healing.
Or half the other men were met with a powerful.
Once they got over, how could God love a prisoner?
Well, I don't come to every time. Can you get you that?
He actually does love me.
Yeah, so for some time
you have to see his love.
To the new one, that's it.
They took it on board.
Also, to the master.
I want you to lift your hands one final time.
Let the Christian have an assistant.
Say, Lord, you love me unconditionally.
Say, have a new. And
I ask for that anointing.
I begin this morning.
To flow into me right now. It's
the first thing that I used to
do. I give you my hands to use.
Yeah, here is a hand that I've
anoint me.
With the Father's love.
Med Faderns kärlek.
With the power of the Spirit.
Med Andens kraft.
I receive your love right now.
Jag tar emot din kärlek just nu.
Lay hands on yourself.
Lägg händerna på dig själv.
And say, pain, go.
Och säg smärta.
Blindness, go.
Blindhet,
deafness, go.
Dövhet, gå.
Hard of hearing, go.
Svårighet att höra, gå.
Spinal problems, go.
Ryggproblem, gå.
Everything goes. In the name of Jesus.
Går från den i Jesu namn.
Sickness goes.
Sjukdom lämnar.
The kingdom comes.
Och riket kommer.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu Kristi namn.
Amen.
Amen.
Now check yourself.
Kolla dig själv.
Just quickly. Begin to do what you could not do. Bend those knees. Bend those heels. Check those toes. Move those fingers. You know, everything in our arthritis has to go.
Allt vad reumatismen måste gå.
If you feel like, hey, we're getting somewhere. I'm not perfect, but I'm like at least 50% better.
Om du känner att det inte fullt än.
Wave your hand excitedly.
So
come on, wave excitedly. Yeah,
wave up. Up.
All over the room. So as I say, I'm only 50% healed.
Don't you say, you're only healed 50%.
50% is still a miracle.
50% is food from the under.
And so press in on the rest of it.
So to be the leader for all to one.
And when you wake up in the morning, believe God that it will all be gone.
So then we open the morning to you that all
in the name of Jesus.
In this
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor, welcome.